Hi, I'm Sunshine Clemens. I'm one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter chapter in Springfield.
Hi, I'm Corianne Reedus, a co-founder of Black Lives Matter.
So we heard earlier in the program today from reporter Bruce Rushton, who filled us in on Officer Samuel Rosario, his beating of a resident, which was captured on body cameras and has led to his being put on leave. And the Sangamon County State's Attorney's Office has brought felony charges against him. Your group released a statement on this incident. Summarize for us what your reaction is.
We appreciate the fact that body cameras are being used and are helping bring situations like this to light. We appreciate the officer, I'm not sure of his name, but the backup officer who arrived on the scene and later reported the incident to his superiors. We appreciate the quick response of the Attorney General's office and the police office in how the case was handled and that the officer was charged. So we're hoping to see, you know, more cases handled this quickly. So we think that's a great thing. But there's always room for improvement. You know, we would ask that body camera review policy be reviewed and adjusted as needed.
The state's attorney's office, John Milheiser's office, we really appreciate that quick response. And she also highlighted our concern was the review of the body camera footage.
And overall, how responsive has Springfield Police Department been when it comes to having conversations about bettering the relationship the police department has with minority communities in general?
We have had conversations with the police. From my understanding, the police believe that they have a decent relationship with all of the community. So I think they feel that they are doing a good job with, you know, being connected with all parts of Springfield and all aspects of our community. We are here to try to strengthen what we believe are some areas that are lacking in the African-American or Black community in Springfield. We think there could be some strengthening there, and we're, you know, willing to work with the police on that in, you know, ways that we both deem appropriate. But that's still something, that's still a relationship that we're trying to build.
We've mentioned, you know, his connection, the chief's connection with the Black community. And like she said, he feels like that he's has a relationship with other Black organizations here in town. So we're kind of just, it's not necessary to have that relationship.
That's the vibe that you've gotten.
Yeah. Like
anyway.
He feels like there's already this good relationship, but
because Chief Winslow and Teresa Haley of the NAACP, mm-hmm. for instance, you know, they've been in the media, mm-hmm. as you know, at least having conversations and having that sort of working relationship together. But you're saying, coming from a Black Lives Matter angle, you feel like they've kind of said, look, we're already dealing with this, so we're good? Is that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Black Lives Matter movement doesn't have a positive image
overall
across the country. So
it's negatively portrayed.
Yeah.
Because it's an unfair image. Yeah. And I think that's part of their hesitation.
Yeah.
I did reach out to Police Chief Kenny Winslow to be part of this conversation due to scheduling conflicts. His assistant said that this was not going to be a possibility. I've reached out in the past multiple times to talk to him overall about minority issues in Springfield and the police department and how those coincide, and still waiting to hear back. So hopefully he'll have a chance to respond to some of the issues you both brought up in the future here.
I'm Rachel Otwell for Illinois Edition. I'm here with the co-founders of Black Lives Matter Springfield. So Black Lives Matter is a national organization that oversees local chapters. However, there's a freeze right now on accepting new chapters while I guess they get better organized. Regardless, you've been pushing ahead as a local unit for Springfield. Tell me about some of the local issues you have your eyes on.
We're unofficial at this point because, like you said, because of the freeze. But we were told we were still able to continue on the path that we're on. We've been told that, you know, we're doing good work here and just continue to do that until the freeze is lifted. So that's what we're doing at this point. But our main goal is to help build a stronger relationship between the Black community in Springfield and the police department. And there's also, outside of the police department, there are other issues that the Black community struggles with, and that's something we want to focus on as well. It's not just issues with the police. We're concerned about the Black community as a whole. So one of the programs that my co-founder, Karan, has, she does a summer food program where she, you know, helps provide food for families that would be in need. Is something that she says. So it's not just something that's a concern we have with the police. There are other concerns. That is just one of them, and it's the one that tends to get, you know, the most focus.
Yeah, we want to have a range of different things that we work with the community on, building a stronger Black community, socioeconomic justice for the people of our community. Is very important for us and our members as well.
So kind of community organizing overall.
Community organizing, most definitely. Trying to make sure that the community knows that they're not alone in the way that they feel about things that are going on, so we can hopefully, you know, when you know that you're not alone, we can all kind of come together and build this strength
and work together
to be a stronger community, and hopefully eliminate all the bad things that are going on in our community that a lot of people are not aware of. We're trying to bring all that to light so people feel more at ease when it does come to dealing with the police department, different service agencies in town, just so they know that they're not alone and they have somebody that they can, you know, lean on for help getting through those situations.
And we want to build up to a point where, even if it's not something that we're able to assist with, we want to have good relationships with other programs and organizations in town where, if you need this service, then we can help put you in contact with and direct you and, you know, give you guidance on something. So even if it's not something that falls under our umbrella of what we're working on, we still want to be able to assist in, you know, making our community stronger in other ways as well.
As far as who makes up Black Lives Matter in Springfield, can you speak to that? And is it, you know, I think sometimes people don't realize often these groups are not all Black people, for instance.
We have our list of people that we have, probably maybe 300 or so people that we have on our contact list that we send information. Like, for example, our response on Officer Rosario, we're still inputting some names that we've received recently. But I would say our contact list is about 300 people. And our list, I think, is representative of what is here in Springfield. There's white, there's Black, there's Indian, there's Asian. Our list comprises that as well. We've had a couple of events and we've collected information. People have signed up, you know, to be on our email list at those events or followed our Facebook page. And it, I think our list is just representative of what's here in Springfield, which is, I think, the way it should be. The issues that we're fighting on, they're not only Black issues. They concern Black people, but they're something that the community as large should care about. It's something that all races should care about. Just like, you know, if there's an issue that concerns a white person being treated unfairly, Black people should care about that, too. We have to care about each other.
Your group was started before the election, for instance, and since the inauguration and the election, there have been a variety of different rallies in Springfield, one that coincided with the March on Washington, Women's March on Washington. So, and from what I've gathered, a lot of groups are collaborating on those. It's not just one specific group necessarily that's always putting those on. So have you been involved in those sorts of things?
Yeah, the Springfield Call to Action put together the Unity Rally, which was in relation to the Women's March in Washington. And that is a coalition of different organizations here in town. We are a part of that as well.
Yeah, I think there's 18 or 20 mm-hmm. different organizations represented, and Black Lives Matter was invited when it was being created. So we've been at the table with that organization since day one.
And how has the election, if it has, changed your focus?
I don't think it has changed our focus. It has just brought to light some of the issues that we already knew were out there. But I think because of people's reactions, because it seems like the highest office in our land is approving or not focusing on or not caring about these instances as far as things like that are happening to minorities or, you know, the different things that are going on, I think it makes some people feel like it's okay to mistreat others. And so it's just bringing some of those issues that have already been out there. They're just getting more national spotlight. So I don't think it has changed our focus. I think it's just helped pinpoint to others, this is why we're doing this.
And I think it's actually brought a lot more people into figuring out where can I make a difference, where can I help with a positive change. So I think since the election, a lot more involvement has taken place with a lot of people here.
Yeah, because people want to be active. They want to do something to show that, you know, we're not okay with this. And I think the one good thing about our organization and Call to Action is that we're not just holding rallies. We're doing other things. Our community involvement fair was a way to connect people with local organizations in our community that they can get involved with, volunteer with, donate money to, you know, collect, you know, food for, whatever those different organizations need. And we had a huge turnout. A lot of different organizations came. So, you know, the good thing is it's a way to allow people to do something other than just gathering and then rallying and going about their way and not doing anything different, because rallying is great to get you pumped up. But then you have to take that energy that you built up and go do something with it to make, you know, our area, our community better.
Yeah, we have to turn that passion into action.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. I've been joined by Karan Redis and Sunshine Clemens, co-founders of Black Lives Matter Springfield. We've been talking about their reaction to Officer Samuel Rosario, who has been put on unpaid leave after a video of him beating up a member of the community, not an officer, was made public. We've also just been talking about what they're working on more generally, and you mentioned some community organizing. As far as local politics and local issues, which obviously is what you have your eyes on, any other things you can tell us about looking ahead here?
One of our goals as an organization is to bring light information to the African American and Black community, and in hopes of getting them more engaged in the local elections. Everyone kind of knows about national elections and voting for presidents, but those are generally not the people who are affecting what's happening in your town. So voting in local elections like we have next month in April are equally important, because they have a very direct impact on what's happening right here in Springfield. So one of our goals is to encourage, a higher voter turnout. And also things like, you know, when you get that notice in the mail to go for jury duty, you know, a lot of people just disregard that. That's a very important thing that, you know, we need to be involved in as well. Responding to those jury duty notices can help ensure that, you know, our people receive fair trials and, you know, things of that nature. So I think sometimes people don't put much stock in that. But if we're in the courtroom as well, we can help ensure that, you know, cases are being handled fairly.